It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, and you are listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. The Oklahoma legislature gathered yesterday in a rare joint session. As in all sessions, it began with a prayer.
Guide all that's done here today by your power and love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Post the colors.
This session was designed to pay tribute to the men and women of the Oklahoma National Guard's 45th Infantry. The Guard members are just back from the largest deployment since the Korean War. They have been in Afghanistan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Adjutant General of Oklahoma, Major General Miles Gearing.
General Gearing spoke about the problems the citizen soldiers and their families faced during the deployment and pointed out one huge problem they're encountering now.
You know, the price of freedom and security is great, especially for the families of the 1% that wear our nation's military uniform. Deployments are extremely difficult on families of the children of our service members. They always have, and I suppose they always will be. Many of our soldiers and airmen have deployed 3, 4, and even 5 times since 9/11. Yes, they do it willingly, but every citizen must realize that this duty comes with a cost. Aside from the obvious strain on family relationships, more than 30% of the 45th Infantry Brigade Combat Team is unemployed or underemployed.
He urged state lawmakers to get involved.
As a governing body, I encourage you to look for innovative ways to entice Oklahoma businesses to employ soldiers and airmen. They've given their best for this state and this nation, and they only want a place to put a hard day's work in. The National Guard, in many ways, is a big family. If you haven't served in the Guard, it might be hard to understand, but in part because you serve with one another, sometimes for decades, we're very close. We feel a kinship with one another that is greater than other services and extends beyond just our weekend drills.
He says the 45th and the Air Guard accomplish the mission.
Due in large part to the efforts of the 45th and the 146th Air Support Operations Squadron of the Air National Guard, the Afghan people are safer and the country will never again be used as a haven and training ground for terrorists who wish to attack the United States.
During the deployment, 19 Guard members, including the first ever woman, were killed. General Gearing read each member's name.
Second Lieutenant Jared W. Avey, 33, of Edmond. Specialist Augustus J. Vicari, 22, of Broken Arrow.
As he read the name, the family of the fallen stood in the house gallery.
Specialist Serena N. Butcher, 19, of Shakota. Specialist Christopher Gailey, 26, of Oshilada.
Family members wiped away tears. A young boy clinging to the leg of his grandfather. And mascara streamed down the faces of sisters and young widows.
These are your heroes' families.
Through the tears came smiles as lawmakers gave the families a standing ovation. It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.